Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
When I last left you on Friday, I was lamenting the Big Ten and their ability to figure out how to schedule perennial rivals Indiana and Purdue to play twice a season. I guess when one door closes, another possibly opens. A report surfacing on Sunday afternoon suggesting that Indiana and Arizona will get together to play during the years of 2019 through 2022. The day that Archie Miller was introduced as Indiana's brand new basketball coach, it was asked by local media, hey, do you ever foresee yourself playing Sean in Arizona? If the Big Ten Conference can't get you guaranteed premium opponents within your league, you have to go out and do the work yourself. We'll see how this washes out moving forward. We know Louisville has been on the schedule here for the last few years. We always hoped that Kentucky and Indiana would find a way to play. It's a step in the right direction for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you're an Indiana fan, you want big-time opponents on your schedule. Number two, you think any media outlets are going to pick up that Sean and Archie are brothers, and this could be somewhat of a big deal? I can see the headlines now. Brother versus brother, blue blood program versus blue blood program. What's wrong with that? It's a big-time opponent. Indiana gets to be seen in the Western region as well. Arizona gets some looks in the Midwest. Sounds like a win-win for both programs to me, and there's nothing wrong with having your program featured in different parts of the country. The Big Ten Conference themselves have shown you that by moving their championship games to the East Coast, playing in Washington, D.C. and Madison Square Garden. It's good for college basketball to have games like this. The Big Ten Conference relies on a computer to make their schedule. I get it. It's part of society that goes on right now. That's fine. I like the human element. Why? Well, this matchup tells you exactly why. What else would a college basketball fan want for a non-conference game? Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 2017 FINA Swimming World Championships are underway in Budapest, Hungary, and they have a decided Indiana Hoosiers flavor to them. Not only is Indiana head coach Ray Luz an assistant with Team USA, but multiple IU swimmers have qualified for these world championships after their excellent performances at the U.S. trials. The Hoosiers got off to a flying start yesterday. His senior-to-be, Blake Peroni, he picked up Indiana's first gold medal of the championships as he swam the third leg of the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Peroni also won gold in Rio in this same event as he helped the USA relay make it to the finals. Speaking of Olympic champions, Cody Miller, who also won a gold medal at the 2016 Rio Games when he swam the breaststroke leg of the 4x100 medley relay. He was in breaststroke action yesterday in the 100 meters. He finished third to qualify for Monday's championship. His time of 59.08 was the third best in IU history. That was just the preliminaries. Let's see how fast he can go in the final. Miller was a bronze medalist in this event in Rio last summer. Zane Grothy, he's a post-grad swimmer for the Hoosiers. He finished seventh in the championship final, the 400 free. Just missing out on the final was IU alum Marwan El-Kamesh. Peroni and El-Kamesh will both return to the pool in the 200-meter freestyle preliminaries today. Where's Lily King, you ask? Don't worry. She's jumping in. The 100-meter breaststroke prelims get going. We'll obviously follow Lily's performance as she looks to add to her gold medal haul from Rio in this year's World Championships. You can check out more IU swimming action at the 2017 FINA World Championships. Go to iuhoosiers.com. Dave and Glass in the zone tonight at 6. We'll take your calls, talk IU hoops, football, and the Open Championship. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.